seemed to have a silver spoon in her mouth where the others didn't. I tried to give them all more than I ever had, and I think that was the wrong thing to do, give a child a car and let them go to school in it and work yourself to death, to give them all the things that everybody else had. And I think that they enjoyed it, but they were good children. Younger daughter didn't make a success with her marriage. She divorced. And she's married again to another fine young fella, but her first husband was a fine boy, I think. She worked and sent him through college, and after he got out of college, they began to have their troubles. It seems to happen a lot of times in the best of families.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a good boy. He'll make it one day. I was hoping they'd get back together, but she fell in love with another fella, and they got married and doing well. But getting back to Bogalusa, I can remember our first mayor was Colonel Bill Sullivan. He believed in the old policy of trying to help everybody, all the poor. In fact, I can remember one time he was mayor, he threw a big picnic here at the country club. Everybody in Bogalusa was invited, white, the black, and everybody. Now, this town has had a bad name on it about this segregation or integration and so forth and so on. But before that, before these laws were passed, they all got along. People did, colors and the white. And I think 90% of the people, even in the country, they believe in freedom of choice. Not, well, it's all right if you want to have integration or if you don't want to have it. I don't believe in integration. I believe in freedom of choice, but I believe in everybody having a right to do what they can do. And it caused a lot of chaos in the country, and they made those laws to where if you'd had freedom of choice, I think our country would have been in better shape.
Yeah.
You take this integration, they've had the integration 400 years in South America, and you can see how the country has drop down to that level, and they want to bring our country down, and it probably will one of these days come that way. But I don't look at it too well, because you study your Bible and read it, all of these things, it might not be God's will that they're going like they are, but he's letting the man have his will. In other words, they say you give people enough rope and they'll hang themselves. I think that's what God does. Man are free moral agents. They can do what they please. God will let them go as far as they want to go until he says that's enough, and he turn them loose. But this integration has left the country, not in the sense of what people say, well, Bogalusa was a bad town, and we was on the map, you know, about all this. But that was just a lot of publicity. None of that was true.
Bogalusa was on the map.
Oh, yeah. During this integration deal, they claimed that Bogalusa was, blood was running down the streets and all this and that and the other. Nothing like that took place around here. There was a lot of things that did happen that wasn't becoming to a Christian, and it shouldn't have happened. But it was both ways, colored and white. We had one old governor that, he handled his thing. He had to pay them off. He took the Klan, they was organized, and all of that group that was going on. And I think everybody got accused of being a member of the Klan, whether they was or not. I never was a member because I didn't believe in the teachings of it. They claim it's against Jews and the Catholic, and I couldn't be for anything like that. My Bible teaches me that be you not followers of multitudes that intend to do evil. There's a lot of evil done, but it was just more or less horseplay. It shouldn't have happened. But the blacks rose up and they began to organize, and